Hey everybody, it's Gene Eugene from Adam Again, and you're listening to the Gut Level Music Show on the Postmodern Radio Network with Dave Steiner. See ya.
Let me do it again.
Yeah, let's try that again.
Hey everybody, it's Gene Eugene from Adam Again. You're listening to the Gut Level Music Show on Postmodern Radio Network with Dave Steiner. And see ya.
Cool.
Alright.
Yeah.
Gotta do Lost Songs.
Hey everybody, this is Gene from Lost Dogs. You're listening to Gut Level Music on Postmodern Radio Network with Dave Steiner. And you're listening to it.
Hey, were you just like looking for something to eat or something?
I'm gonna take some guys off and dig issues to eat in a minute. I'm just gonna
come. Oh, really?
I'm gonna get something to drink first.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you mind if I walk with you and maybe ask you a question or
sure,
two?
Sure. I'm just gonna get one of those Jacobs, I think.
Alright, well, I mean, I just need...
Over here.
Okay. Tell me about this new Lost Dogs. Of course, I haven't heard it yet, but what differs between this Lost Dogs, Red Riding Hood, and the first one?
Well, it's not too different. I'd say it's in the same vein. We did it with acoustic guitars, and, you know, all the influences are the same because we kind of use this opportunity to get out some things that we can't do in our own group. So there's a lot of blues influence, country, folk, you know, pop, rock, whatever. But overall, it's the same feel, I think.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of songs written by all of us. A lot of us singing different parts, and came out cool.
Would any particular songs stick out to you that you'd like to maybe comment on?
Oh, I think Pray Where You Are is a good song. It's probably the equivalent to Breathe Deep on the last one. It's just, we all sing a verse, and it's kind of a universal message. It's a pretty good song. But really, you know, I haven't lived with the record long enough yet to have a favorite, but I like everything about it, you know, all the songs right now. It's kind of a strange record. There's a lot of weird stuff on it.
How about Adam Again? Anything new happening with that?
We're in the studio right now. We're not scheduled to come out until February of next year. But it takes us so long that we've already started, so we've tracked 7 songs, and we'll probably do 7 or 8 more and get an album out of that somehow.
Right.
I gotta write all the lyrics, it takes me a few months.
I thought Dig was definitely the best album of last year. I just thought it was a phenomenal release. What did it take to do something? I mean, to write some of those lyrics like that. I mean, it was just so intense.
I don't know. It's the most spiritual writing I've ever done. In that, I wasn't thinking too much. I was mostly just writing, making it rhyme, and figuring out what the meaning was later, sometimes much later. So, I don't know. It's a thing that's hard to get a grasp on, and right now I'm not able to do it. So, I'm hoping for the next Adam Again record that kind of writing style will come back for me. It's very kind of fleeting thing floating through the air that you got to just kind of grab a hold of. And